This is the Danny Kaye Show with Harry James and his music makers. Presented by Pabst Blue Ribbon, 33 fine brews blended into one great beer. Yes, neighbors, for your entertainment, Pabst Blue Ribbon presents Eve Arden, Lionel Stander, Bob Jellison, Shirley Mitchell, the outstanding music of America's top band, Harry James and his music makers, yours truly, Ken Niles, and those 33 fine talents blended into one great comedian, Danny Kaye. Well, last week saw the official opening of the Danny Kaye Little Theater, and things have been rolling right along. As we enter the theater tonight, the house lights dim, the curtain goes up, and Danny Kaye steps into the spotlight.
Gather around me, everybody. Then settle back and just sit tight. While I start reviewing the attitude of doing right. Got the accent, two ways the positive, elim. Minate the negative, latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with this and in between. You gotta spread joy to the maximum. Bring gloom down to the minimum. Have faith or pandemonium, liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark. What did they do just when everything looked so dark? Man, they said you better accent, chewate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between. Oh, the good Lord knows that the world would be a mess if it weren't for the syllable Y-E-S. That's the only way that the folks got hep, cause you can't go forward with a backward step.
Hallelujah, yes, yes, yes.
Now hear me, sister, while I take you through the ages and we look at what was cooking on history's pages. You'll find the affirmative right on the button would bring about a something where there used to be a nothing.
Hallelujah, yes, yes, yes.
What did Eve say to Adam?
Yes, yes.
Brother Crawford to his madam.
Yes, yes.
And Gallagher to Sheehan.
Yes, yes.
And Boston to the bin.
Yes, yes.
Jack Benny to Hello Buck.
Yes, yes.
Mr. Sister, Mr. Roebuck.
Yes, yes.
Anthony to Cleopatra.
Yes, yes.
Bobby Sox to Sinatra. Accentuate, accelerate, accumulate, accommodate, articulate, assimilate, celebrate the positive, eliminate, discriminate, eradicate, repudiate, obliterate, cascade, fumigate the negative. Latch on, catch on, snatch on the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between. No, no, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
See, that gets the show off to a swell start, Danny.
Oh, thank you, Lionel. Did you like it, Evie?
Yes, Danny, I love...
Evie, what's the matter?
What do you mean, what's the matter?
You sneezed.
Everybody sneezes, so what?
So what? You don't just sneeze sneezes, you know.
No.
You sneeze germs.
Oh, forget it, Danny.
Forget it? Forget the beginning of triple pneumonia?
Triple pneumonia? All I did was sneeze one teeny weeny little sneeze.
One teeny little weeny sneeze. Do you know what that could mean?
Break it to me gently, Dr. Kildare.
Evie, please, this could lead to a severe bronchial congestion involving the pulmonary tracts with respiratory complications.
Really?
Yes. Now, if you'd sneeze like this... it's nothing. Nothing at all. Nothing at all. But if you sneeze like this... well, it clearly indicates the symptoms of a general rhinitic condition. And if you sneeze like this... Do you know what that is?
Jet propulsion. Danny, will you stop all this nonsense?
Evie, don't excite yourself. Evie, please. Just take it easy. Lots of rest, liquid diet,
couple of weeks in an oxygen tent.
An oxygen
tent? Yeah, say, I'd better take a look at your throat while you're still breathing.
Oh,
Lionel, hand me my sterile gauze mask.
Gauze mask coming up, Doc.
All righty, Doc, ready.
Will you take that thing off? You look like Joyce Jordan, girl intern.
Now, quiet, Edie. Open your mouth and say, ah.
Oh, all right. Ah.
Wider.
Ah.
Wider.
Do you want to look in or get in?
Oh, well, just as I thought.
What do you see, Doc?
Nothing. And that's when you've got to be most careful, when it's not visible to the naked eye.
Oh, look, Danny, I just...
See? There you go again, Evie. Got all your mascara off, too. Don't you realize what your one little sneeze can mean? The theater is full of people and you're full of germs. Soon they're full of germs. Then their families. Then their friends. And it spreads and spreads and spreads. Germs, germs, germs. It's an epidemic. Washington declares a national emergency. The FBI steps in. Where did this plague start? In this theater. Whose theater is it? Danny Kaye's. I'm a social outcast, a pariah, a disease carrier. I'm not allowed near anybody. Nobody's allowed to visit me. I never can get out. I can't stand it. I can't spend the rest of my life alone. I want to go see the World Series.
All right, Pollyanna, if you insist, go and get me a couple of aspirin.
All right, Evie, I'll go and get you some. Now, listen, dear, keep bundled up and stay out of drafts. And
yes.
Above all, remain quiet. We'll put you through, kid.
Oh, great.
Lionel, tell the stage manager I'll be back in time for the play. Hello, say, I'd like to get a couple of aspirin.
Aspirin? That's at the drug counter in the next aisle over.
Thank you, thank you.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Is there anything I can do for you?
Yes, but I'm looking for the drug clerk.
I know what you mean. Well, I'm the drug clerk. Don't I look efficient?
Oh, you look beautiful. I mean, are you really the drug clerk? The clerk drug? Rook? Dirk?
Yes, I am. Now, what is it you want?
Well, I want a...
Yes.
I mean, have you got a...
Yes.
That is, could you give me a...
Yes.
Look, have you got any aspirin?
Aspirin? Oh, you poor boy. You have a headache, haven't you?
Well, no. I haven't got a... I mean, I didn't have...
Yes.
I got a terrible headache.
I thought so. Maybe if I massaged your temple.
Oh, no!
I'd better take your pulse.
Oh, my pulse? You don't have to take it, lady. If you just stand there, it'll jump at you.
Now, stop. Stop shaking. Don't be so nervous.
No, nervous? I'm not. Look, miss, I got to get back to the show, and I've got...
My, what a lovely hand you have.
I have two hands. The other one's just like this one. Would you like to see it?
And such an interesting palm. My, what a lovely lifeline you have.
I have. Where?
There. I'll trace it for you. How do I will? What's the matter?
Tickles.
Well, there's one thing definite about your palm. It shows that you are strong, determined, forceful.
I am?
Yes, it definitely shows that anything you really want, you get.
I do?
Oh, yes. Now, what do you want?
To aspirin!
Did Danny come back from the drugstore with the aspirin?
Yeah, but I can't figure it out. He ate the whole bottle of aspirin himself.
He did?
Yeah, his stomach looks like a pinball machine.
A pinball machine?
Yeah, now every time he sees a headache walk down the street, his nose lights up.
Well, where is he now?
In his dressing room, squeezing himself into his tights. You know, we're doing Romeo and Juliet tonight.
Oh, yes.
Do you like Shakespeare, Ken?
Oh, yes, I like Shakespeare, but not as much as Pabst Beer. Ah, yes. As Shakespeare would say, friends, neighbors, countrymen, blend me your beers.
Gadzooks. That's Ken Niles, the immortal bard of Milwaukee and Peoria.
Yeah, you said it, Lionel. Again, borrowing from Shakespeare, I might say that the quality of Pabst Blue Ribbon is matchless.
You can say that again.
I will. The quality of Pabst Blue Ribbon beer is matchless. And the reasons are obvious. For Pabst is the blended beer. Full flavor blended from never less than 33 fine brews. Its mellow, rich flavor brings you all the taste satisfaction, all the delicious, well-rounded goodness a beer can possibly have. So order it with confidence and serve it with pride. For no matter where you go, there is no finer beer, no finer blend than Pabst Blue Ribbon. Well, Harry, it's your turn to step on the stage and entertain our patrons. Good luck, pal, and I know you'll have it, for who can resist the premiere performance of a new song, Yatata, with lovely Kitty Callan doing the vocal. Spotlight for Harry James, please.
James is a great showman, isn't he? Well, Lionel, as soon as intermission is over, we'll do our play. You know your lines, all right?
Oh, sure.
Good.
Alas, poor Yorick, I knew him. Well? He has? No wonder he didn't pick up the check.
Say, Danny, how come I didn't get a part in tonight's play?
Well, there really wasn't anything for you, Harry.
Oh, well, I can play wonderful butlers.
Oh. Yeah.
I am James, the butler. Tea is being served in the drawing room. Come early and bring your own crumpets.
Oh, that's fine. Fine, Harry. That's fine. We'll have to use that sometime. And there's a signal for the curtain places, everybody. Go out and make your curtain speech, Ken.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight the Danny Kaye Playhouse proudly presents Romeo and Juliet, a modern streamlined version performed in the manner of some of your most popular radio programs.
Evening, folksies.
This is station KAYE, the voice of Pabst,
presenting episode 33 in the thrilling true-to-life story of Juliet Capulet, Girl Meatball. Brought to you by the makers of Mother Mitz Toffel's chocolate-covered dog biscuits. Friends, do your dog biscuits taste different lately? If so, try a Mitz Toffel. Other dog biscuits contain iron, but Mother Mitz Toffel's dog biscuits contain stainless steel. These dog biscuits are endorsed by the Good Housebroken Institute. Because they are untouched by human hands. Each and every biscuit is packed by a monkey. So get Mitz Toffels today! Tomorrow may be too late. We may be out of monkeys. Now for our story.
Listen.
Friends, come with us to the little flat in Flatbush, halfway up the next alley. You will remember that yesterday we left Romeo K. Montague in the garden, and now he stands looking up at the balcony.
I am James, the butler.
Harry, will you please crawl back into your trumpet?
Juliet comes out on the balcony. She speaks.
Hey, Romeo, hey. Are you down here, Romeo, hey?
Yeah, hey. I'm down here, hey, right next to the ash cans, hey.
Gee, Romeo, hey, you sure look sharp tonight in your new gray suit.
Gray suit? You're cockeyed. You're looking at the ash can. Hey, Julie, how's about us eloping there, hey, hey?
I can't do it, hey.
Why for can you not do this, hey?
Oh. Fancy way. On account of my old man says you Montagues ain't classy enough for us Capulets.
We Montagues is as good as you Capulets any day in the year.
Your mother chews tobacco.
Your father wears underwear.
Your sister's tonsils.
Your brother's pushcart.
Your whole family's studying to be dopes.
Juliet, we were made from each other. No. Destiny brung us apart. Let's get hitched, Julie, and settle down in Brooklyn and grow little ones.
Grow little ones? Children?
Nah, tweeze you, Jake.
That ain't no use, Romeo. Our families stand between us, and it is wrote that a Capulet cannot marry a Montague. I'm torn between a regular fire. I mean it.
Well, then... there's only one thing left to do, Julie. We gotta bump ourselves off.
How?
Here, take this. It'll kill you instantaneously.
What's it?
It's a Mother Mitz Toffel chocolate-covered dog biscuit.
Right, you go first, Romeo.
Nah, you go first.
Nah, you go first.
Nah, you first.
Nah, you first.
Nah, you first.
Who will go first? I mean first, Romeo or Juliet? Or will it be a daily double? Tune in tomorrow to another thrilling episode of Juliet Capulet, Girl Bloomer Girl. And now... the makers of Dr. Pecksniff's emulsified tincture of fish oil, the only sure cure for Mother Mitz Toffel's chocolate-covered dog biscuit. Present another thrilling chapter in that... in that saga of Western life, the Lone Romeo. Riding along the trail on a fiery horse with the speed of light comes our hero, Romeo K.
Ho there, critter. Ho there. I reckon... I reckon this here's the fork in the road where I was supposed to meet my faithful engine friend. Here he comes now.
I am James.
I am James the Tonto. I am Indian. Ugh.
Tonto, I hear there's a right smart filly up the B-Bar Capulet Ranch by the name of Juliet. What did you hear, Tonto?
Ugh.
Tonto, you talk too much. Well, I figure I'll mosey down and try a court in Juliet. Where's my horse?
You're sitting on it.
Oh, so that's what's been keeping my legs apart. Well, I'm off here. Hi-ho, Juliet! Away, wait!
Oh, thou critter! Well, I figure I'll stand under Juliet's balcony and kind of serenade her, I guess. Oh, oh. I've got the wagon wheels inside of me.
Yee-hee-hoo!
I've got those old cactus in the hide of me.
Yee-hee-hoo!
I've got that.
Juliet, my little prayer flower, it's me, your lone Romeo. Ain't you going to invite me up on your balcony?
I can't. Pappy took the ladder away. How are you going to get up here?
Oh, that's easy, Julie. I'll throw my lasso over the rail of the balcony and make a yo-yo out of myself. Here I come, gal.
What took you so long?
Hit an air pocket. Juliet, gal, I've been aiming to talk something over with you. You know, there comes a time when, kind of man needs a woman and woman needs a man.
Yeah?
That's all. Hi-ho, Juliet! Away!
Now, ladies and gentlemen, the makers of Draggle cork tip cigarettes bring you those amazing child prodigies, the Whiz Kids. But first, friends, here's a simple solution to the cigarette shortage. Just send 10 cents in coin or stamps to the Draggle Cigarette Company, and we will send you a carton of Draggle cork tips. No cigarettes, just cork tips. And now for the Whiz Kids.
Morning, children. Quiet, children. Quiet! Now, the first question you boys and girls have to answer tonight was sent in by Mrs. M.T. Head of Vacuum, North Dakota. It's a mathematical question about Romeo and Juliet. What are you raising your hand for, Sonny?
I am Joe Cuppercake. I am 6.5 years old. I should be 9 years old.
Well, why aren't you?
I've been sick.
How nice. Now, here's the question, kiddies. Juliet has a balcony. Romeo wants to climb up on it. How long a ladder would be needed if the balcony is 23 feet from the ground? Yes, Joe?
I am Joe Cuppercake. I'm 6.5 years old.
We know that, but what's the answer?
Well, if the balcony is 49 feet wide and 3.5 feet deep, and the house stands at a 63-degree angle facing north, and... Would you mind repeating the question, please?
Repeat the question? Who do you think you are?
I am Joe Cuppercake. I'm 6.5 years old.
I'll try once more. How long a ladder would Romeo have to use to climb up to Juliet's balcony if the balcony is 23 feet from the ground?
I'll figure it out by trigonometry, Trinic. If the balcony is the hypotenuse and I multiply that by the square root of the sum and a common denominator, long division, and take away 5, then it's 10 and 10 minutes. Add 4, and the... Oh, quiet, you. I got it.
What's the answer?
I don't know.
You don't know. What do you know?
I am Joe Copperton. I'm 6.5 years old.
Exactly. And now to the next question sent us by Mr. Ben Rutchick of Spring Valley, New York. He wants to know if you kiddies really know the alphabet.
I know.
Shut up!
Did you raise your hand, dear?
Yes. I am James the Horn.
I am Joe Copperton. I'm 3.5 years old.
3.5?
Yeah. I lied about my age.
Well, to be perfectly fair, I'll let you both recite the alphabet.
Go ahead, darling.
Thank you. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M. Rickety, stickety, school is just a bore. But if they join a jumping, then it really might be something that we actually would adore. So swing our sweet alphabet. We won't play hooky no more.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, A, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
Harry James.
Yes, teacher.
Danny K.
Yes, teacher.
You better learn the alphabet, learn it right, or I'll keep you in the classroom all night.
A, B, C.
Got the teacher rocking.
A, B, C.
Got the teacher jumping.
A, B, C.
Got the teacher jiving.
A, B, C, D.
Teacher is a square. When the teacher's taking five. Shoot thinky to me, stinky.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. Hey, Ken, what letter comes after? What comes after the letter P?
Well, that all depends, Lyon. Only in my alphabet, it's P-A-B-S-T.
You don't know your alphabet.
Well, maybe not, but I do know my beer, and that's P-A-B-S-T.
Oh, that spells Pabst.
Yes, and with most people who know their beer, Pabst Blue Ribbon spells quality. Because Pabst is the blended beer, full flavor blended from never less than 33 fine brews. And when those 33 brews are blended together, as only Pabst can do it, the result is all the fine qualities that particular people look for in a beer. Flavor and goodness and sparkling clarity that can't be beaten. So order it with confidence and serve it with pride. For no matter where you go, there is no finer beer, no finer blend than Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Well, Evie, is your cold easing up? Has the fever gone down yet?
Oh, Danny, your carrying on about my cold is just silly. I feel fine. And nobody in the cast or audience caught anything. Now, Dr. Gillespie K., what have you got to say to that?
Well, all I've got to say is... Good night.
This performance by Danny Kay and Company will be transmitted to our men and women overseas by shortwave and through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. This program was directed by Dick Mack and was brought to you by the Pabst Brewing Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin and Peoria, Illinois. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.